Perhaps you've heard this widely told story. Heck, maybe you've even repeated it yourself. A Black Friday origin yarn that harkens back to the days when bookkeepers recorded losses in red ink and profits in black ink.
My understanding is that it
has to do with
when retailers go from being in the red, like losing money,
into the black, making money.
For the year, I think.
Full-time University of North Carolina neuroscientist and part-time word sleuth Bonnie Taylor Blake had also heard this story, and she didn't buy it. So she dove into the historical record, combing newspapers and trade magazines to get to the bottom of it.
And discovered that the whole red ink to black ink explanation just didn't hold water. That explanation doesn't show up until the early 1980s.
That the apocryphal Genesis story endures does make a certain amount of sense. After all, the tradition of shopping on what we today call Black Friday does indeed go back to the days of hand-kept ledgers.
The historical record suggests that Black Friday is an opening day for holiday shopping. That really dates back, actually, to the 1930s.
That's WGBH contributor Nancy Kane, a historian at Harvard Business School. Thanksgiving had been celebrated across America on the last Thursday of November since 1863, when President Abraham Lincoln made one of his less famous proclamations.
To set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise.
By the turn of the 20th century, retail in America had come of age, and the Christmas shopping season was already a linchpin. In the 1930s, like most decades, a few Novembers had five Thursdays, and retailers urged President Franklin Roosevelt to move up the date to the fourth Thursday, an idea that during a depression, FDR could get behind.
So it was very consciously intended to be this runway into Christmas, and that it would therefore Friday and Saturday would become the kickoff days for the holiday season.
It worked, and by the 1950s, traffic and bustle downtown that Friday in Philadelphia, then America's third largest city, was creating major headaches. That's where Blake says the real story begins.
Police had given that shopping day the name Black Friday humorously, sort of derisively, to say it's a bad day for police because they're having to deal with the flood of downtown shoppers. There was 12-hour shifts. It was sort of a day of woe.
The phrase struck a chord with the public, who quickly embraced it, though not everyone was pleased with its increasingly widespread use.
Merchants were really unhappy with the name, and the attempt was made to switch the name to Big Friday, and we obviously know that didn't work.
Blake says that as the term spread from the Philly area through the 1980s, so too did the mythical red-to-black ink story, a clever, if-you-can't-beat-'em-join-'em tactic by retailers.
We're stuck with Black Friday. So let's see if we can put a positive spin on it and give the consumer a different explanation for how the name came to be.
Kane says that by the 1990s, Black Friday had gone national. Deep targeted discounts and huge crowds came in the early 2000s. Pre-dawn openings in the late 2000s.
Doors open at 5 a.m. this Friday only.
This year, Kane says she's eyeing an interesting play by outdoor retailer REI. While their stores will be closed this Black Friday, online, they prominently note that, quote, the outdoors and the website are always open, complete with the social media ready hashtag #OptOutside.
So this pivot that's getting stronger in regard to online shopping could really end up changing Black Friday, not over the next year or two, but over the next 5 or 6 years. And how exactly it might change and how the savvy retailers will play that is an open question.
A question that you will help answer by how you choose to spend or not spend your hard-earned money this Black Friday. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Zip right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar. One-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, and receive as our gift. Our gift to you, they come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills, you tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middleman.
Don't settle for less. How do we do it? How do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Well, you heard it advertised. Don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up. Step right up. That's right, if a lazy chops, dice and slices, never stops. Lasts a lifetime, mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn, and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza. And it lengthens, and it strengthens. And it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. And it plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar. Step right up. Your signature, not completely satisfied, mail back on you, portion of product for complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap.